She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Everybody, and welcome over to the best month of the year. It is October, spooky season, Halloween time. I am so excited. First, let me just say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your continued support of everything that I do. I also want to give you guys a huge thanks for bearing with me last month while I went on vacation. I know that you still got everything that you normally would listen to, and hopefully you liked the scripts that I commissioned, but I know it is fun to vote in polls and things like that, and I am excited to get back on our normal schedule this month, but just wanted to say thank you. The vacation was amazing, so relaxing, so needed. I was able to really recharge my batteries, and that is chef's kiss. So that means I am raring to go to jump into this month, and boy, do I have some fun plans for you. I will also apologize if I sound a little bit different. I am recording this at my desk on my microphone and not in my booth. I'm having maintenance fix an issue with a light fixture in my bathroom today, so I've had to kind of set up out here until later, so I can't get inside of my booth. And normally, I record these early, but getting back from vacation, I have a little bit of that travel ick, you know, where you're a little jet lagged, you feel a little under the weather. So I'm still dealing with that. Nothing bad, by the way. I will be 100% by tomorrow, I'm sure. I just need like one more full night of sleep. But I've already started planning everything and getting everything ready for this month, and I'm really excited. So I'm sorry if this sounds a little bit different than it normally does. You know, these are always really informal, but just wanted to tell you, I'm having some issues with this light fixture in my bathroom. It keeps kind of like drooping to the side. So I was like, you know what? I am going to go ahead and get that fixed before the issue becomes bigger. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop into all the fun stuff that I have planned for this month. As you know, your polls went out on Monday. They've been up for a few days. I'm going to list them down below like I always do. So they're just easy for you to click and vote if you haven't. But everything this month is Halloween spooky season themed. Some of them are monsters. Some of them are just Halloween adjacent, like a party or something like that. I wanted to have a good amount of variety. And we are back on like our normal schedule with polls and stuff. So whichever one on the main one does not win will become a pre-Reddit, which will be going up earlier at the end of the month, because I will not obviously post a Halloween audio after Halloween. It's like, what? So those will be a little bit earlier. Also, these aren't listed, but I do have my big Halloween public audios that I do every year. You guys get to listen to those first, so you can keep an eye out for those. Obviously, I post on Fridays, so you'll be getting them before they go out. And I'll probably do that for my two big ones. Yeah, because everything this month is going to be really like spooky. And I think the one that I have planned is like my big Halloween audio is going to be really cool. I actually based it off of a meme/picture from like a porn tape from the 90s. No more spoilers, but it is Halloween themed, and I've been planning it for about a year now, and I think it's going to be really cool. But let's jump into the good stuff that we have here. So this month for your exclusive, we either have your best friend mistakes you for her boyfriend at a Halloween party, which is a classic trope that I never get tired of, or we have like the creature from the Black Lagoon female version, which to be honest, that is one of my favorite Universal monsters. So I had that idea and I think it could be really neat. So this is the one that whatever one does not win, you'll still get to hear it. We're back on that schedule, which I know everyone really likes, and so do I. I felt weird like not doing it last month because I'm so used to being on a schedule. Ugh, what am I going to do? My brain is just hardwired that way. Okay, and then we have the higher tier exclusives. They are like the Ghoul School Scare Squad captain, which I love that. Oh my God, Ghoul School is one of my favorite Scooby-Doo movies. If you haven't seen it, highly, highly recommend. But this is like the college version of those girls. And we love a good bribery. We love a good bribe. And the other one is hooking up with the Halloween store hot goth girl that works with you in the dressing room, which I feel is just a huge fantasy in general. Maybe you don't even work there. I would definitely hook up with a hot goth girl in the spirit Halloween dressing room. No questions asked, any day of the week. Okay, and then our highest is... Sorry, I had to scroll and find it. I'm still coming out of my brain fog. Okay, so it is the Milfy Witch of the Woods, Stranger Balls on All Hallows Eve, or Trick or Treat, Fuck My Face, Give Me Your Cum to Taste. And that one is your boss's college-age daughter who's trick-or-treating and being a little slut. They both sound like fun. I have really done myself a good fan service this month because everything that I'm doing is just stuff that I, chef's kiss, really, really stuff that I enjoy doing and that I'm pretty good at, or so I think. So those are our polls. Obviously, you have your improv tag polls. Those are just, you know, tags. You pick them if you're new. But those are also up. Like I said, I will list those all down below. I am also doing some themed Safer Works this month, which are going to go on YouTube, but as you know, you get to listen to them before they go up on there. So those will also be posted. They're normal days for you guys to enjoy. I'm still ironing out a couple details on them, so I'm keeping them a secret on what the content is, but just know there's some of them that are themed. What else? Oh, we are drawing super close to 15K on Reddit. And as you know, I'm going to be doing a live recording for that. I have started writing the script like I said that I would while I was on vacation. I am probably about 700 words off from being done with it. So as soon as we hit that milestone, we will schedule a date and I will do that live recording. Sorry, I'm going through my notes really quick to make sure that I hit everything that I wanted to hit. Oh, do we love the art? The art has been really good lately, right? I ordered a bunch of those pieces like back during summer and everybody's been super busy. So I started getting like them all back while I was on vacation. It was such a nice little surprise. I love having extra artwork that I can put on like audios that go on Pornhub or other places. And they also serve as like a good, what's the right word? Inspiration jumping off point, especially the latest one that I posted, which is like the cozy sweater pull off with the boobs out. Ugh, I love that vibe. It's so cozy and fall. So I want to do something with that. I'm still mulling that over in my head because now that I'm back and really recharged after vacation, there's so many ideas that I have that I want to make happen. They're all over the place. You know how that is. You have like a creative bug that bites you when you are rested and like focused. That's kind of where I'm at. What else? Website is still going strong and good. All of my audios, you know, are searchable there. I'm going to be adding a blog space to that probably in December. I will announce what it's for, but it's something that I have mentioned a long time ago. And I decided to kind of give it a go in blog form first and see if people actually enjoy reading it. So no spoilers, but I think it could be really cool. I have mentioned it before. I was going to do it here on Patreon a long time ago, and then life just got really crazy and busy. But it's an idea. I'm thinking about it. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. Thank you so much again for being amazing and being here. Seriously, I say it every single month, but I will keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. I am so much happier and more fulfilled now that this is my full-time job than I ever was before. And it bears saying because I really do appreciate it. Being able to be creative and content create and make fun things for you guys to listen to or look at or whatever is just, It really drives me forward. It keeps me sane. When I'm having a bad day, I can really escape to a creative outlet that is also my job, which not a lot of people get to say that. And I'm aware of that. And it's really cool. It's just really cool. I had some reflection time while I was on vacation, and I was just like, wow, this is so neat that this is my life. I'm able to, you know, take a vacation and recharge my batteries. And I don't know. It was so cool because I used to love vacation but dread it, right? When I was at my old job, because they would only give me a few days off and they would be blowing my phone up the entire time I was there. I never really got to relax. And even though that I still checked things while I was on this vacation and kept up with some emails, I was able to unplug at times and really relax and set my phone down and not have to worry about things. So I hope that makes sense, but it was nice to have that moment and really enjoy it for what it is and have a special quiet moment with myself that's like, wow, I actually get to take vacations now and rest my mind. That's the big thing, resting my mind, because I have a really busy head. I will blame that partially on ADHD. So, we also have our spooky safer works. I try to make them extra spooky during October, even though we're spooky every single month here, at least there. And then soundtracks to Stroke 2 will be going up in the next few days, like it always does, while your polls are still going on. We also will have I have to look in my notes, but I have one or two more installments in the Upskirt Kink series. You guys seem to really like that, so I think I'm going to continue that on. I'll think of another kink for when we're done with that, but that's gone over really well. People seem to really like that, and it is a kink that I share. I think it's really hot, so that will be going up. What else? I think that is literally all of my notes. I'm scrolling through my phone right now. I did these last night and I was like, I have to make sure that I have a list or I will forget. So yeah, soundtracks of Stroke 2, Upskirt Kink, finished Whip. I have to finish editing it, but I did pull another Whip from my like folder that I never finished. Also, thank you. I hope you're enjoying those. It really is keeping me honest on working my way through that folder. And what better way to do that? And the motivation is to give you guys extra things to listen to. So I hope you're enjoying that. I really, really, really myself find it helpful because I need to get through that boulder. Okay, so that is pretty much it for me. I'm going to go have some honey and tea because we cannot mess up the moneymaker. I don't want to like accidentally lose my voice from the ick. So I'm going to go have some honey and tea, keep my voice all nice and sexy for you guys. But again, thank you so much for being here. It's going to be a really fun month. I am really excited for fall and winter this year. There are new ideas that I've had for upcoming months in December and even in January going into the new year. And I just want to say thank you for being here and hanging out with me and being so supportive and so full of love for me when I need it. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to go scurry away. I hope you have a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday. I hope that the beginning of your October is peaceful and warm and just amazing fall vibes. And buckle up, baby, because this is my month. This is the month that I go all out and we are going to have so much fun. See you soon. Bye.